Prep Sports Now. I'm Case Kiefer, joined by Ray Brewer, and I probably should have opened this episode with some barking if I was bold enough. But then I was thinking if I barked, I also might need to meow, because as far as I'm concerned, the story of week six, I think the dogs are the obvious ones, but also the cats. The dogs and the cats, to me, Centennial, the gigantic win over Arborview, 17-14. But the other score that really leapt off the page to me was Las Vegas 41, Basic 12. I think it is a good time to be a Las Vegas High or in Centennial High football fan, Brewer.
Yeah, it's. I was at that Centennial Arborview game, and Case, you've been there for a few of those Arborview home games.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Just a great high school football environment. The weather's getting a little cooler out. I got there about 6:50 and could not get a parking spot.
Yeah, that's a hazard there too.
Yeah, and so ended up having a walk in. Just phenomenal. It was homecoming, so the crowd was bigger, but. You finally got a game that lived up to the hype, right? We thought both teams were going to be good. Both teams were good. Great defense all around. George Smith broke free for two long touchdowns to give Centennial the win. Other than that, though, he was tackled at the line many times. Arborview played well. They just couldn't get it in. Hats off to that Centennial defense. The Bulldogs did a phenomenal job of slowing down Arborview.
Centennial now in the driver's seat in the Northwest. We kind of thought those were the two best teams going into this. Also, she mentioned their first victory over Arborview in 6 years, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
But I would say all these teams in the Northwest look so good just because we're in the driver's seat. Not to bring up the negativity so quickly, but I think it'd be a little premature just to write them into the one seed. They still have some tests. But where do you think Centennial stands going into the rest of the season after winning this game?
I mean, they are in the driver's seat.
I agree with that, no doubt.
Without question. They've got that defense I was just so impressed with. But you're right, the black and blue division, crazy things happen. It's like the Pac-12. There's no easy games. Or the SEC, there's no easy games. And we still don't really know a lot about Faith Lutheran. They played that national schedule. We know they're inexperienced at the start of the year at some skilled spots, but they did pick up a win. They've got some momentum. They've got a bye week. Shadow Ridge handled Cimarron pretty good. I think they're the one team that folks really don't know much about. How are they going to fare in some of these big games? And let's not write Arborview off. They're probably not going to win a fifth straight Northwest title, because even if Centennial would lose, they would still, lose the tiebreaker to Centennial. But, I mean, Arborview is a very good team. They're physical up front. They're big. They just had a hard time really moving the ball. So that league is lights out, man. And then when you get to the playoffs, you look over at the other side, right? The Kitty Cats are 5-0. Desert Pines is all of a sudden anointed as one of the top two or three teams in the state, right? Legacy and Ice Isola, they beat Coronado, played down a little bit in the first half, or Coronado has improved and gave them a great game, however you want to look at it, in the first half. And then they pulled away. And then Canyon Springs, another team that we're still learning about, because they played all those out-of-state teams, and they've got a really, really good tailback in Martin Blake. So the Mountain Region playoffs are going to be just so physical and good, man.
I would count out Arborview even less than you did, because let's just say hypothetically here, I think if Centennial loses, it would be an upset. But let's say that Faith Lutheran is a lot better than they showed their national schedule. They beat Centennial. Then Arborview beats Faith Lutheran. Then you have a three-way tie, and it's anyone's guess of who wins the division with the tiebreaker, right? So yeah. I don't think Arborview is as buried as you might have made it sound there.
So the one thing that will be interesting this week is, how does Centennial play with the success, right? Are they going to play down to – well, they're playing Canyon, so it's a non-league game. But is there going to be a hangover of sorts, right? We know we could turn it on whenever we need to. And maybe there's that feeling of satisfaction, right? For 4 years, this team across the highway from us has beaten us, and we've looked at them, and we've wanted to be in the games that they've played in, and we finally knocked them out, and there's that satisfaction to where they don't go out and give it their best. So a lot could happen. It's still September, depending on when you're listening, of course. We're only halfway there, but it's it's definitely interesting now that Centennial's in the mix. And you remember last year they snuck into the playoffs. They had a sophomore quarterback, and they lost a DP in the first round. And, you know, I think a lot of people want to avoid DP in the playoffs because they know at the skilled positions, they're just dynamite.
Yeah, and everyone back, so we probably should have anticipated this leap, and we did to an extent. We thought they were going to be good, but it was just tough to take the leap and call for them to beat Arborview, but hats off to them for doing it. It was highly impressive, and man, I think that Friday game with Canyon Springs is very tricky. I know you already mentioned it, but Canyon Springs, another team that's starved for a win. They played that, I wanted to say international, had a state schedule. They did not play an international schedule.
They had a team from Canada.
No. Yeah, they lost to Georgia and California. Before that, they almost beat Foothill, who Foothill's looked good so far. I do not think this is a game that you can just assume you're going to roll the ball out there and win. Canyon Springs also off some rest, a bye week. I think this is a tricky spot.
Yeah, and anytime you play Canyon Springs, you know that they got some guys that could go. Speed is very dangerous in football, obviously. Such an obvious statement I just had there.
You've always talked about the speed.
I love quick players, but I think Canyon Springs is a team that they've played a team of Centennial's caliber. They're not going to be overwhelmed when Centennial shows up. This is an interesting note. Centennial, this is going to be their home opener. They have not played a home game yet. So it's going to be October 4th. Is that Friday or is that October 5th?
October 4th.
October 4th, Friday, and Centennial's got its first home game at the Dog Pound.
That's strange.
Yeah, it is. So get to play in front of your home fans. Have you been to a game at Centennial?
Of course.
At Centennial High?
Yeah, a bunch.
Okay, yeah.
I've been here over 10 years now.
I don't know. I know you're an Arborview guy. Hey, do you think, semi-off topic, do you think that like Centennial went over to that Cane's afterwards and got some chicken?
I don't know. We'd have to get an update on this because I know it had grown it had spiraled so out of control the last couple years that I know the coaches were like, don't get involved. Do not go over there. I know someone from Centennial surely did. I'm sure it's held over. Hopefully it came back around to where the football team can participate because I think there were some fights and extracurricular stuff that kind of precluded them in years prior. Yeah.
But I had such a fun time over there because, you know, Case, I live in Henderson. I'm a northeast. I'm an east side guy, right? So I don't get over to that part of town, but – man, that homecoming, they had so many kids participating, a bunch of clubs that walked out and the band, and they do this thing with their cell phones where they turn the lights on. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And both sides do that. I had a really good time. I was talking to, on the sideline, John Denarden, who was the coach at Silverado back in the day. Back in the day. We're talking 20 years ago. You were probably in middle school.
Okay.
And we were reminiscing, and I love that guy. He was such a fun coach to deal with. He's an administrator, assistant principal at Centennial. And I was like, Coach, do you remember Gorman? Gorman used to, when they were located over on Maryland Parkway, CK, they used to play at Valley or wherever they could get field space because they didn't have a field. But every
year, hard to believe.
I know.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So they used to do their homecoming every year at UNLV. So one year I covered the Silverado Bishop Gorman homecoming game, and it was like, let's say 98, 97, 98. Pick your favorite year in the late 90s, right? Back and forth game, and Gorman ends up winning basically on a dropped interception by Silverado late in the game. And that's how close those two schools were. I bring that up because Gorman opened Southwest League play Friday night by playing Silverado for homecoming, and they won 62-0. Sebastian Shannon, 4 touchdown runs for Gorman. Micah Bowings was great, 7-10, 146 yards, a touchdown, including one to Rome Odunze, who I can't say, of course.
Odunze, maybe? Odunze. I don't have it in front of me.
But yeah, you're better than me with the English language. But anyways, it's just, you know, I know a lot of people, especially folks who listen to our show. They got the Gorman fatigue. Gorman's won 10 in a row. They're the clear one. I do like how, you know, Desert Pines is 4-0. They've put some lopsided numbers up. And now you see people in the community kind of saying, okay, could this translate over when they play Gorman?
I don't even want to talk about Desert Pines right now because you totally flipped it on me last week and hustled me. I gave a totally fair line. I gave a totally fair line of 21. And you said, I see what you're doing. You're trying to trick me, whatever. So you did the opposite to me. It made me take 18 and a half. And they win by 19.
And I remember,
you totally hustled me on that.
When I was talking with Coach Rodriguez on the phone, he gave me the score. And I'm like, gosh, what is it? And I'm trying to do the math in my head real fast. And I'm like, you guys cover? He's like, yeah, we took care of it. So I was so focused on that $5 bet because I couldn't remember what the number was.
For the whole rest of the year, I'm not giving in after I give you a line. You make me feel like you picked them by 21. I give you 21 and you won't take it.
Well, you always, if for exaggeration case, you always, you know.
I should have said 20 and a half, not 18 and a half then.
So anyways, DP undefeated.
It's an impressive performance for sure. I thought Foothill would keep it close, and they did, 33-14.
They were up 20-0. Foothill was, DP was up 20-0, bro.
Yeah, well, football's a four-quarter game.
Yeah,
minutes.
But I think here's the deal with DP. They still take their foot off the gas. They still are susceptible to those penalties, right? And you talk about how are they going to match up with like a Centennial or an Arborview. Two teams that are mostly disciplined. You got to be perfect to win those games. And I don't obviously think that DP has had their perfect performance yet.
Yeah, they're still looking pretty good. You would have to make them the favorite in the Northeast right now. Took care of business. I think there's nothing wrong with that 33-14 win. They're on a bye this week, and then they get Canyon Springs in what should be a fun game. I tried to bring it up at the top, but you're just changing the subject. Can we talk about my favorite team now? You're supposed to be the one that loves them.
The Kitty Cats.
Yeah. I'm 41-12. That just really blew me away. I think you thought it was going to be a close game, too. I think this might be the best Las Vegas High teams in the 10 years I've been
here.
No way.
Absolutely not. You're crazy.
Every team that you always hype up is so overrated and ends up getting blown out whenever they're in a game like this.
Hassan Henderson, Marquand Major, Reggie Bullock.
Reggie Bullock wasn't here when I was here. That was the first year I was here.
You missed Reggie Bullock?
Yeah.
God, he was so good, bro.
The
legendary high
school.
The
Hassan Henderson teams maybe were better. I have kind of a negative view of them just because you would pick them to win every big game and they would literally lose by 28. So I guess this one, expectation-wise, is just I've been really impressed with what Las Vegas and what Coach Eric
Cap.
Yeah, Cap. I'm impressed with what he's done there in 2 years, I guess.
So here's the deal with Vegas, and I'm glad you kind of bring that up because you've kind of seen the program evolve to where, you know, Vegas and Palo were like the marquee programs, right? Palo on the west side, Vegas on the east side, and, you know, they would meet and it would just be fireworks. And you kind of saw, remember your first, when Liberty won its first region, I was all on the Wildcats, right? You remember this?
Yeah, and I think they lost that game like 42-21. So just like I was saying, it wasn't even close.
Yeah, so, and then that was kind of like, you know, the first kind of knockdown. And here we are, but all credit to Vegas, Miles Davis at wide receiver, Scroggins throwing the rock around. He probably leads the world in touchdown passes right now, the junior quarterback from Las Vegas High School. They've got a bye week, and then they get into league play, and then, you know, that's where, I tell you what, of all the leagues in town, there's six teams in this league. They're playing strictly for seeding because El Dorado and Mojave aren't going to beat anybody except somebody's got to win when they play each other. And then DP, Legacy, Canyon, Vegas. How would you rank those four teams? I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, that's not fair. I wanted to be high on Vegas.
Script.
I wanted to be high on Vegas, and now you're going to do this to me? I mean, DP has to be the one, right? Without a doubt. Scroggins.
Do they have to be the one?
I mean, I'm putting them one if you're asking me to rank them 1-4, okay. Which you did. Are you not?
No, I mean, on paper, yeah, they're good. They're the one. I mean, here's my deal, Case. Where does Legacy fit in? Because they got a really special player.
If you want to put them one, you can put them one.
I don't know if I want to put them one, but I think we at least need to have a conversation, right? They have the fastest player in town in Aaron Holloway, right? They've got a quarterback, Evan Elias, who could sling the ball around. They've played in some tough games. They should have beat Arborview, right? They gave it away. It was taken away, however you want to word it, right? They went out of town. They blew out a California team. They were in another close game against a California team. They've got the Lee Wilson kid on the D line. I mean, they're not three touchdown underdogs to DP, right?
Not three touchdowns, no.
Two touchdowns.
Yeah, probably. I'd probably pick DP by two touchdowns at this point.
13.5?
Yeah, something around there.
All right. That's a good line. That's a solid line. But would you be surprised if Legacy beat him?
I would not be shocked, no. Surprised, okay. Yes. Shocked, no. I think is what you're more getting at.
Okay, let me ask you. Okay, so
we didn't even finish our rankings. Okay, good. You're getting to the next
question. I had another question. I've been waiting for this moment.
To finish these rankings, this is what we run into the podcast to all the time, and I know people don't like this, but are we ranking right now based on what they've done, or are we doing our predictions of how the league's going to finish?
Projections on how the league okay, will finish.
Then I say DP 1, Legacy 2. I hate to say that for Las Vegas, but I just would have to pick Legacy over them. I actually think Vegas Canyon Springs is probably pretty close, and because I've been so impressed with Vegas, I'll say Vegas 3, Canyon Springs 4. But I think 1, 2, and 3, 4, I think DP and Legacy are the top two, and Canyon Springs and Vegas are the next two.
So I think one problem we have here, Case, is these non-league games are giving us maybe a false read on some of these teams. And Liberty's a great example. Is Liberty the best 0-5 team in America? Probably.
Certainly. If you look at their rankings and stuff, it would seem that way.
They're going to crush Chaparral. They're
who's 4-1.
Who's 4-1. And they're and I think that, you know, the same thing goes with like a Canyon Springs. Is Canyon Springs, are they 0-4?
0-3.
0-3. Are they an 0-3 team? I mean, they went to Georgia.
Yeah, definitely not. But
and so I think Canyon Springs Legacy, I think you're right. Desert Pines is probably the leader in the clubhouse in the Northeast. But I think Legacy, Vegas, and Canyon Springs are pretty comparable teams, and anything could happen. And I think on a good day, knowing that Desert Pines is going to shoot itself in the foot multiple times, I think that Legacy or a Canyon or Vegas might be able to shock them. I really do.
I hope you're right. I mean, that would make things more interesting. I think that, I mean, you saw DP's first game of the season where they were especially sloppy, right? I feel like they've had to clean a little bit of that up. I think if they're as good as they think they are, which I love the confidence, I think they should think that, then you just can't have one of these games where you trip up like that. And I tend to believe they've got they brought in the new offensive coordinator, Canfield right?
Yeah.
These kids are a year older. I just feel like I think they might be a little more buttoned up than we're giving them credit. So I'm still going with them as the clear one. But then I was thinking Legacy maybe should be the clear two. Now you have me second guessing, and you might be right. I forgot Canyon Springs beat Legacy last year. Legacy is like the Notre Dame of Nevada high school football. I feel like they're like addicted to close games. They can't be in a game that doesn't have some drama. They ended up killing Coronado this week, but like you said, that was really back and forth in the first half. I feel like Legacy, with one of these teams you think they're going to beat, they're going to be in a battle till the end. We'll have to see what happens.
If we had a nice little 4-team tournament with Arbor, Centennial, Desert Pines, and Liberty, who would win?
Liberty.
Liberty, right?
Yeah.
They'd be a double-digit favorite over all three teams, right?
Is DP in this?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would still be a double-digit favorite. I would say DP is the one where you could convince me that if everything goes right, maybe shouldn't be double digits. But I think on paper, yes, Liberty would be.
Okay. Just making sure.
Okay.
The world's aligned back to normal.
Was that the other question?
That was kind of getting towards that. Shout-out to all the all the fun games we had on Saturday at Sam Boyd Stadium. Clark, 5-1, Case. 5 games in a row, they beat Sierra Vista 27-20. Cheyenne beat Valley. Case, they did not throw the ball one time.
Whoa.
Hate to be a wide receiver in that rotation.
Yeah. Maybe, right? Maybe there were some reverses. And some jet sweeps.
Moapa Valley handles Rancho. Valley, quick turnaround. They play Thursday Night Lights against Western. Must win. Winner gets to the playoffs. Is Cheyenne for you now, Case, the creme of the creme in the 3A?
Whew, talk about putting me on the spot. I haven't looked at the 3A that closely. Cheyenne does have a loss, though, correct?
Who'd they lose lost to? They lost to Boulder at home.
Lost to Boulder at home. Wow. They have beaten Moapa. They beat Cimarron, so they've proved us wrong twice. Let's look at the I mean, I know you last week were on the train of it's still Moapa and everyone else to you.
I mean, for me, Moapa Valley is like the Yankees. You know they're going to be good. It's just on game day, could they win? Virgin Valley finds a way to get it done seemingly every week. And then I don't know what to make of Del Sol. I mean, to me, Del Sol's got a little Desert Pines in them, right?
Extremely diet version of Desert Pines, maybe.
Yep, in terms of the mistakes.
Yeah, I would put Del Sol a cut below. I think the other... I mean, I'll even throw Boulder City in there. We've seen them beat Cheyenne. I think Cheyenne, Boulder City, Virgin Valley, Moapa can all beat each other on a good day. So I think there's no clear number one out of there.
I thought Boulder, and the playoffs are just going to be super fun. I thought Boulder, their offense would be in an advantage. And then there's no scoring in the against Virgin Valley. You only get 7 points. It's tough to only score 7 points in a high school game, right?
Virgin Valley, I mean, they play kind of methodical. They've got a good defense. I wouldn't take that much away from them, 14-7. And at Virgin, you're Mr. It's so hard to win in any of these outposts. Well, that sounds mean. Not output, but any of these places where it takes a little bit of time to drive to.
You're a big city guy, Case. I know you don't respect
I didn't mean to say that, but just places where it takes a little while to drive to, you know, where it's not like you drive down the highway for 10 minutes and you're there. Yeah.
You've been to Overton once, right? Or were you in Mesquite that day?
I've been to both once, I believe. I think I've covered two of those games, one in Mesquite, one in Overton.
Okay. I like Overton.
Yeah, it's another good environment.
Yeah, good high school environment. I like how the
tough to go in there for
the
sure.
The kids play in the
you.
Back over the backfield over there.
Yeah.
So I just don't know if you live there where you'd buy your groceries, but other than that.
God, we're just hating on why are we
No,
hating?
I love small towns. I love it. I love it there.
I'm pretty sure they have a grocery store.
Okay.
You don't think so?
Yeah. Hey, your favorite league opens play this Friday.
Which league is that?
The Southeast.
Oh, okay. There's been no game so far.
Yeah, so we've got, you know, my Cowboys at 4-1, facing the Patriots. A team they beat last year. Chat beat Liberty last year.
Wow. Oh, 1-0. Yeah.
It doesn't count?
The forfeit. Yeah, it
they
counts.
They got more
That's
points
a
than the other team, yeah.
In the all-time series media guide, it'll have them for a win.
So, Foothill appears to be how much better than Basic? Because they play Friday night in the battle for Boulder Highway, which for me is one of those games that I really enjoy seeing. Obviously, I'm a Henderson guy. My house is in one of the zones. How many points is Foothill better than Basic?
I mean, on paper, it looks like quite a bit. I would say maybe like 14-17, something like that.
I kind of agree with you. Part of me thinks just the rivalry, right? It's, you know, the two schools are closer than any two schools in Southern Nevada. The zones are right on top of each other. The children grow up playing in the same leagues, youth club or whatever, right?
Yeah, you would think if you're ever going to be up for a game, it would be this one.
Do you think that because of that rivalry, it might be closer than 17?
Yeah, I could buy that. I don't necessarily know that... I think I've already picked that game, so I'd have to look at what I picked and to tell you if I did. But I think you could make that case at least.
Okay, and then your Coronado Cougars, great in the first half against Legacy. Legacy, I think, closed with 24 unanswered points last week. Coronado against Green Valley. This is a game you think Coronado could win.
Yeah, I still think they could win it. I think Green Valley is the favorite. But I think it's close. I will say I feel like I'm really good on this bet right now that I have Basic too.
I think yeah.
I think Green Valley.
I think I'm in trouble. Yeah.
I think Green Valley still is the better team. But if Green Valley has an off night, I think Coronado could absolutely beat them. Am I crazy with that? Is it still Green Valley all the way?
So here's the deal: the Green Valley offense is really sputtering. With an injury at the quarterback, they just don't have a great QB1.
They've had a bye week though to get healthier,
and that's why I don't want to give my pick away. But you want to do the picks and just start with that one.
If that's what you want to do, sure.
Okay, because this is the one game where I typed an explanation and then I deleted it and I thought a little bit and
did you switch that result? Did you switch teams that were going to win?
In my head, yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So first off, I love this game because the student councils are involved. There's this flag they play for, right? Remember that you were, I think you were at one of these games one year and Froman was like chasing the flag. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that, but I believe somebody was. There's something for all these games, I feel like.
But yeah, but this is cool. This is a flag.
Okay.
Because kids are involved. So.
Well, yeah, I hope kids would be involved.
I briefly drank the Freddie B. Jr. juice that you were trying to serve me. And I was like, you know what? Let me just lose the $5, but win the pick. I'm going with the Cougars because the Green Valley offense, Castro or not, just even if the kid comes back, who knows what they're going to do. And I was like, you know what? I picked Green Valley top 10 in the beginning of the year. The Green Valley defense is good. I'm going Gators. Give me the Gators. I picked the Gators. Gators are going
to
win.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think I agree totally with what you were saying. I was also tempted to pick Coronado here. But you just look at Green Valley scores, and clearly this defense is one of the better around. I mean, they're holding everyone to no points. Coronado's offense hasn't exactly been lighting the world on fire, not that they've been bad. But you have that Green Valley defense that I think you totally can count on. The offense is more of a question mark, but they've had a week off. I think the Gators are the right side here. But it could be a close game, and if Green Valley doesn't show up at their best, I think Coronado is frisky enough to win this game.
Totally agree. And, you know, the Green Valley defense is good, but you could only withstand so much if the offense doesn't help you out.
Absolutely. So I guess we're in agreement, as we are in most games. We're both going to go Green Valley, GV, Gators there.
I tried to trick you, but it didn't work.
Yeah, I can't pull the trigger. Valley at Western, as you already mentioned, the Thursday Night Lights game. Valley on a short week, but I think I've got to favor them here.
I agree with you. I don't see Western winning a game this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, tough for Western. That's the Valley Vikings.
That's going to be an interesting game for audience on Thursday night.
Yeah, I think tune in early because it's probably going to be over pretty quickly. Western is struggling. Hope they can get the program back up and running one of these days, but it's an uphill battle over there, and we get that. Is it 2 years in a row for your Chaparral Cowboys? As you already mentioned, the 1-0 victory over Liberty last year. Can they do it again? Can Liberty get
a
forced forfeit?
Here's the deal. I think Liberty has had a week to prepare and they're pissed and they're going to go out there and make a statement. So it sucks that my Cowboys are on the wrong end of that. However, Chapa's got some guys. Meshach Hawkins is back and healthy. He had a good game in the cleat game. Fifth year in a row for the Cowboys to beat El Dorado in Nevada's coolest rivalry, the Merlin Olsen Browns cleat. And Joe Ayoyopo, who's going to UNLV, the running back, slash quarterback, slash whatever, is a really darn fine good player. So at least Shapp's got some Jimmies and Joes to compete, but I really think Liberty's going to come out crisp and make a statement. I don't see this one being close.
I can tell how angry you are about that.
I mean, inevitability. Could you just schedule? I mean, here's the deal. Shapp, like El Dorado and Mojave, are stuck in the big league. They shouldn't be there. I go through this freaking narrative every year with you, right? You're sick of it. I'm sick of it. But if you're going to make them play in the big league, could you at least make their opener against a team that could be competitive so they don't lose interest, so the games have meaning later in the year? But instead, let's give Liberty a cupcake kick in the pants and get Liberty on its way to another league title, which is fine. I love Liberty.
They've already had 5 games, and they're 4-1. But we're getting real particular with the schedule making here.
But wouldn't we want to just put exactly Coronado and Shapp in week one like they did with Shadow and Cimarron, for example, or Clark and Spring Valley in the other regions and the other divisions?
I think it's probably more logistics that go into this instead of just competitiveness.
Well,
you got to play everyone in the division. Do you think? I think you're a little confused at how things work. Probably. I mean, that's not how it works.
Yep, I got you.
All right, but we both have Liberty.
We do.
Okay. Yeah. Come on. Battle for Boulder Highway. Basic at Foothill. I said I didn't remember what I picked. I looked, And you said closer than the 17 or 14 that we placed the game at. I actually have it right on. I had Foothill winning by 18. I think that sounds about right for me, so I'm going to stick with that.
And I got Foothill by 10. I think just the competitiveness of the rivalry. Basic's a team that's taken their lumps, but they've played, you know, three of the better teams in town with Centennial, Arbor, and Vegas. Foothill is also good as well. I think this is about a two-touchdown spread for Foothill. The Falcons get the dub, but I think the rivalry and, of course, Cahill just being a pretty darn good, fine coach makes it closer.
Yeah, you actually even had it only a touchdown, not even 10 points. So you're 30, even higher 23. On basic. Yeah, 30-23. Yeah. That should be a fun one either way, but we've both got Foothill. Canyon Springs at Centennial.
Yeah, Centennial's home opener. I think the Bulldogs are soaking in their success. I think they have a little bit of a hangover, and rightfully so. I think this is ugly early, and I think Centennial pulls it out.
What if it's not even necessarily a hangover? I just think Canyon Springs is probably better. Maybe you talked me into it with your earlier monologue about their out-of-state games. But I think Canyon Springs is just probably better than people realize. So I think they could keep it close even if Centennial's not hungover. Am I crazy there? I'm still picking Centennial to win. But I think that Canyon Springs, I just don't see them getting blown out.
Yeah, and I think this is the heart of the Centennial schedule. Back-to-back good weeks. You got to get ready for the playoffs by doing this. So I think we're going to have a darn good game.
Cimarron at Faith Lutheran.
Yeah, I just... you know, Faith won in their last road game. They had a week off. Cimarron struggled last week against Shadow. All systems lead to Faith.
Yeah, you got to go Faith here. I forgot. I was about to call them winless Faith Lutheran. Thank God I didn't, because they did beat Bakersfield Christian 28-21. I think they get this one as well. So a lot of agreement, as usual. We both have Faith Lutheran. Slam Academy, who I'm very disappointed in. I thought that I had one on you last week with Sunrise Mountain. But Sunrise Mountain, I smoked them. Now I don't have the score in front of me, but I don't even think it was close.
55-14, I believe it was, yeah.
I don't think that bodes well going to a road game in Boulder City. I think Boulder City should be able to just about name their score as well.
I totally agree with you. I think Boulder City at home is obviously a lot better. I got the Eagles.
Eagles times two, which brings us to Moapa Valley coming to town. Or actually, I don't see where this game is, but they're playing Sunrise Mountain one way or the other. Not sure on location at the moment.
Yeah, Sunrise, for some reason, Case always plays Moapa Valley tough. Maybe it's because they're unaware of Moapa Valley's prowess over the division. I don't think it continues, but I think it might be close. I think the game's going to be a little closer than people think. Moapa gets the dub, but not a blowout.
Confirmed, the game is at Sunrise Mountain. I don't want to ruin all the picks because I think this is another one I've already gotten to. But do they really always play them closely? It was 48-6 last year.
Well, 2 years ago they won.
They won one playoff game, and now that translates into to
always plays always them close. Dang darn straight.
All right, they did have some good runs. I don't know. Maybe Sunrise got something together last week, and they're going to build on that big win. But
I mean, in that league, it takes one player breaking through.
Yeah. I got to see it more than that. I'm going with Moapa as well. Rancho at Virgin Valley.
Yeah, Virgin Valley, the Wyatts, Wyatt Delano or Delano, depending on how you say it. And I believe the other gentleman's name is Wyatt Anderson.
Oh, so that's why they have two Wyatts. I was wondering your Wyatt reference.
I think both of them had a pair of touch. Let me pull it up just to get – I don't want to speak negative. I give the wrong kid. Last week – 14-7, Wyatt Delano, Wyatt Anderson combined for 105 rushing yards. Each had a touchdown run. I got the Wyatts.
Virgin Valley Wyatt sounds good to me. I have to go with Virgin Valley as well. Pahrump Valley at Cheyenne. If we're sticking by your theory, Cheyenne might be in trouble if this was at Pahrump Valley. But being in Las Vegas, you think they should be good here, right?
Yeah, Cheyenne lost last year at Pahrump. They're not going to lose this year. I think the Desert Shields control their own destiny to win the Sunset.
I agree. I'm with Cheyenne. Man, we probably should have pushed this game up further when we were talking about all the close. Oh, no, we got some more close games. But anyways, this one might be the game of the week to me. Palo Verde at Shadow Ridge.
Yeah, PV Nation got back on track. They beat Bonanza 42-6. Sharon Thomas with a 90-yard touchdown run. He might be the best of the Thomases, the brother, three brothers that played for Palo. And Shadow, you know, they were sloppy early against Cimarron, and then they blew them out. And I really think Shadow and Anthony Wheaton are better than Palo, and I picked them in what should be a really, really close game, CK.
I'm really torn by this one.
You're right. It's going to be a darn good game, though. I think any team could win.
I just don't know how to get around it, though. And I know this will make the Shadow people mad, as they often are at me. But it just feels like every time there's a game like this, they lose. Is that fair? Every time they have this big game where it's like 50-50, I need to see them win one of them first, right?
Yeah, especially when you talk about their rivalry with Palo. Remember that this basically has determined the fourth playoff spot the last few years, and Palo has beaten them.
Really close games, if I remember right. I'm looking last year, 14-6, Palo. Absolutely, this could be the year Shadow Ridge breaks through. I think this is pretty close to a pick'em game, but I just have a little more faith in Palo Verde. I mean, it's only 2 years ago you were anointing the current Palo Verde quarterback as like one of the best in town as a freshman.
I love that kid. God, he has a great arm. I do love that quarterback.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marion Macklin Thomas, 3 touchdowns on Friday for the Mustangs, who get the dub, in my opinion.
Okay, I've got Palo, so that is the one we're different on, probably the only one.
All right. Well.
Glancing back over the rest of the schedule. Arborview at Bonanza, I don't think we're going to be in any disagreement here. Yeah. I think the Aggies beat up on the Bengals.
Feel bad for the Cowboys and the Bengals.
Yeah, this is a rough spot for a Bonanza, but we've both got Arborview. Bishop Gorman at Desert Oasis.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously nobody's picking against Gorman, but DO has done what they've had to do against they've really put some teams away. They love the stout kid at quarterback, a sophomore. Christian Vaughn obviously runs the rock hard. Yeah, there's a huge talent disparity. Yeah, Gorman puts away everybody. But, you know, maybe DO keeps it close for a little bit. I think Gorman wins by 30 or so, but I think DO doesn't embarrass itself.
Yeah, I think we're not going to disagree on the result, but I think we're going to disagree on the specifics. I see no way Desert Oasis scores 14 points here. I remember one time, I think when Tony Sanchez was still young in his career as the coach at Bishop Gorman, I picked like Spring Valley or someone to score 17 points on them, and they used that as like a rallying cry. He's like, you really think we're going to give up 17 points? We haven't given up 6 points to anyone in division.
Yeah.
In 2 years. I feel like that's still something that Gorman wants, like every shutout. I feel like they take pride in not letting teams score on them. I would be really surprised if Desert Oasis scored even once. So I'm going to go Bishop Gorman shutout personally. A little bit different there. Both Gorman, though. Sierra Vista at Silverado.
Yeah, I think Silverado, obviously they're going to have I hate to use this word again, but the Gorman hangover, right? They lost to Gorman on Friday night. They were shut out. But I think Silverado still runs the ball well. Sierra Vista is young and struggling to piece it together, even though they put up a good fight against Clark. I think Silverado runs for whatever they want to and gets the dub.
Yeah, hard to disagree with you there. Another one. Seems like I'm saying that a lot, but Silverado. Another really close game I think could be good. Green Valley at Coronado. Kind of already previewed it, but I'll let you switch your pick now if you want, since you said you've gone back and forth. Do you go back and forth one more time and land on the Cougars?
I don't want you to do any extra work today, Case. You've already got it formatted. I'm sticking with the Gators. I've already given out my pick. I'm not going back. You're trying to trick me, and I'm going GV.
I don't know if I'm trying to trick you. I just was trying to make it fair. Yeah, it's I mean, you could convince me that Coronado even has the more explosive offense with Chris Avila, Keegan Tharp. They've put up some good numbers, but I'm just totally with you on hyping up this Green Valley defense. I think that the Gators defense is going to be a real trouble for almost everyone in the Southeast, sans Liberty. So I got to go with Green Valley here, but I'll look for Coronado to cash my bet here in a couple weeks when they play Basic. So Green Valley for both of us. And we conclude with Clark at Durango, two teams, I think it's probably fair to say both have a little bit exceeded expectations.
Yeah, I think, you know, did I have Durango last week?
You did, which I'm very frustrated about it because I've all year been saying Durango's better than we're giving them credit. And then, of course, I pick Spring Valley, who they just thump.
Shout out to Durango getting that dub. Really young team there as well. And this is a pretty evenly matched game with Clark. Of course, we pick against Clark, and they're going to use it as motivation. And surely they'll win, and I'll have to hear about it on Friday night. But I got Durango. I think Durango stays hot. Think Clark's good run to open the season comes to a halt.
Yeah, Durango's won 2 of 3, and they had that close game with Silverado. Maybe we are just doubting Clark too much, but I think Durango's got – I like their personnel just a little bit better. I think this is going to be a hard-nosed, tough game, but I got to go with the Trailblazers. And that brings us through the whole schedule. Any parting thoughts before we clear this week 6?
I'm good, Case. All right. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity because
yeah, well, sometimes you do. Sometimes you're like flagging me down as I'm looking down at my computer. So that was why.
Yeah.
All right. Well, for Ray, I'm Case. Thanks for listening as always to Prep Sports Now.